1966. Beau Nash Cinema, where Francis John Narby Ashdone, half-brother of Paddy, worked as commissioner. Red coat, moustache, once a confirmed bachelor, but now under some voodoo spell cast by my mother. He was due to become my stepfather soon. Their wedding was a quiet affair, Charlotte Street. Registry then on to the pub in Monmouth Street. My little grey rubber feet were wearing out fast, adept now with crutching at speed on my low-line alloys, sometimes on no feet at all. I have a very blurred picture of that day, but I do remember vividly that my best leather jacket sleeve was torn off when I was dragged out of the fireplace where I had come to rest in my stupor. I was now officially relieved of my post as frontline provider. Time for more lessons again. The Regency Ballroom, where I was introduced to Three Dustbins and Bud Godfrey. Mick Ringham had carefully transported me to this entertainment edifice on his Triumph Tigress scooter. We all huddled in the little room halfway up the staircase. Mad Mick was invented at this moment. My role was to bring to life the electronics that would assist this to happen. It was too soon to know if Mick was really mad at this time. If so, perhaps it was the coca and TB tablet mixture he took after having one lung removed. Maybe it was the itchy sideburns or too much exposure to non-kosher co-op meat in Westgate buildings at such an early age. Exposure to all this new music and talented musicians meant that my portable recording services were in demand. Also, by now the Mad Mick was intent on becoming a professional broadcast DJ. So, many demo tapes and live gig recordings quickly followed. My 18th party was held on the floor of my parents' front room. Linda White played on my upright organ, really a portable pedal harmonium, whilst her sister Carol toyed with my mind. A good time was nearly had by all, until the cider flagon fell into the fireplace with a resounding and fatal crash. Enter older people. I was becoming accustomed to these interruptions in my early life. Daytripper visits to hospital dressing still weeping wounds disgorging grit and bone were sweetened by a promise from Mr. Headley Hall, my surgeon, to bridge the gap in my tibia with a sliding bone graft next year. Would be nice to wear two shoes again soon, and besides, my shoulder muscles could do with a break as well. I overdosed on the exposure to the pressure wave generated by the PA column speaker, my comfort zone on the right of the raised floor that passed for a stage in the Regency Ballroom. Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett soon replaced the comfortable and familiar Liverpool sound. They Think It's All Over wasn't a big hit for Germany that year either. Still, I had by now learned to manipulate a full pint of brown split, without spillage, whist crutching it from the bar to the ballroom balcony. My feet was forward slash were being observed by one Yvonne Osler. She became my steady. By now I really needed stability, so she stayed in my clutches, while I remained stuck on crutches, until she got too close. I didn't he do close anymore. So to life came the Silver Spur Cafe, the Regency Palace Bar and the Hot Dog Van, all grouped next to the Seven Dials car park. From my early beginnings in Westgate Buildings, to Westgate Street then the Saw Close, I was still moving up in the world. Or was it round? Use browser back button to return to previous page, to 1967. Bathe in the Regency period. A new stepfather for tea and a year of very late nights, and early mornings, spent at the Regency Ballroom was the life for me this year. Francis John Thomas, Narby, Ashdone. Bath Registry Office at Charlotte Street in 1967. Nob and mother, with new handbag, looking shifty. The drunkard. Yours truly looking the worse for wear. The jacket is still in good nick at the moment. I am being held up by Tony Pettiford, RIP, he was Nob's nephew on his sister's side. When I get home, I was assisted out of the fireplace in my drunken stupor, and my best leather jacket lost the left arm as it was pulled by a helper looking after my best interest. I think not.